The Navigation Center opens for people experiencing homelessness in Seattle today. As KUOW's Kate Walters explains, it's not your average shelter.
Walk into the Navigation Center in Seattle's Chinatown International District and you won't see mats on a gymnasium floor or people queuing to get in for the night. It's designed to address the issues that keep some homeless people out of traditional shelters. That means it's open 24 hours. People who are referred there can bring their partners, their stuff, their pets, and they don't have to be sober. It also means they can access housing, addiction, and mental health services. Daniel Malone heads the Downtown Emergency Service Centre, the group running the shelter. He says, unlike traditional shelters, it's not just about the amount of service provided.
We're really going for a much more high-quality arrangement that will provide a robust array of services where people can feel comfortable and ideally make very significant progress in their personal situations that will contribute to them exiting homelessness and staying out of it.
Malone says he's hopeful the Navigation Center model can work, but he's concerned about the lack of affordable housing in the city and what that means for clients.
That is going to be a real challenge for us to overcome. We can't just will people out of homelessness. We can't scold them out of it or coerce them out of it. We have to give them opportunity to get out of it.
Malone says some clients may have to move outside Seattle to find a home. Neighbours in the surrounding community have opposed the 75-bed Navigation Centre, but city officials say if it's successful, they'll consider opening more like it. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.